little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is via a wheeze. Ellie is a mother. She has brought her 5-year-old son, Ethan, to see you today because he has a cough and a cold and has been finding it difficult to breathe. You examine Ethan.
Okay, Ellie. So from examining Ethan, it sounds like the noise that he's been making is actually a wheeze. That's a sound made on breathing out when the air passages are narrowed. And I think because he's had a runny nose and a temperature, as well as the wheeze and cough, the most likely cause for his symptoms is a viral infection. Is that what you were expecting?
I was worried he might have an asthma.
Yes, people often think that wheeze must mean asthma, but actually viral infections can also cause wheeze. Some kids get wheezy with every cold, and they usually grow out of it. If he doesn't get symptoms when the cold isn't present, then I don't think he will develop asthma. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so. So you don't think it's asthma, but a viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
Does he need any antibiotics?
Antibiotics don't help virus infections, and most viral infections get better within a few days. Paracetamol may help make him feel better, and please encourage him to drink plenty of fluids. If you like, I could give him an inhaler to see if it helps the wheeze. Would you like me to explain how that works?
Yes, doctor, if you could.
Okay, it's designed to relax the tight, small airways that get narrowed, the ones that make a noise when he's breathing. But it must be used with something called a spacer, which helps to get the medicine into the small airways. If you like, my asthma nurse can show you how to use it. And if you could come back in a couple of weeks if he is still wheezy.
That sounds good plan, doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.